And the way to change your perception is to change one of three things. We call it NAB. N, what you notice. A, what you appreciate. Or B, what you believe. So you can go the same situation that you didn't enjoy before, and just by changing your perception, for example, could you feel something as really insignificant and then make it significant just by changing what you notice about it, or what you appreciate, or what you decide to believe about it? Yes or no? How fast could you change that? In a heartbeat. How many of you have things you used to hate to do that you began to appreciate something else about and started really enjoying it? So anything you do, any vehicle can meet all six of these needs. Anyone, if you adopt an effective perception or procedure. And I'll explain what that means in a moment. Perception or procedure, strategy, basically. There's a strategy where you would truly be fulfilled doing anything. So the question you have to ask yourself is, does this vehicle serve me long term to meet my final two needs, which I'm about to give you? Okay? Does it really serve me? Will it really make me a better person? Is it a class 1 or 2 as opposed to 3 or 4? Would being with his kids be a class 1, 2, 3, or 4? Which one would you say it would probably be for his life? Right now, it would probably be a class 2 for him. But would that be really good for his life? Good for his kids? Yes, it absolutely would be, because he learned to take what feels a little uncomfortable because it's different, because he's not as good with kids as he is with adults. That would be great for his life. It may not feel good in the moment, but it really will be fulfilling long term for him. Okay? Are there some things, though, that you could become positively addicted to because they're totally fulfilling that would be totally good for you and others and the greater good? Yes or no? It's not can you be fulfilled. It's you got to pick the way to be fulfilled so it gives you a high level of fulfillment and serves you long term. That's the game. Our game here is not how to make you happy. That's the easiest thing on earth. Change your physiology. Develop a new pattern. My goal is for you to leave here for the rest of your life with the richest quality of life you ever dreamed of because you consciously have designed your life instead of just falling into whatever pattern is offered. Now, by the way, my friend, there is a pattern of language, physiology, and beliefs that causes you to seek out some of these particular vehicles. Okay? So the situation that occurs for us is that we can meet all of these needs, but we've got to make sure we do it in a way that really supports us long term. In order to do that, we're going to have to develop a set of emotions that will consistently cause us to pick vehicles that really make us happy long term. And to do that, we're going to need to change our patterns of what? Physiology, what else? Language, and belief. Everything you experience, consume, view, listen, consider, or do is all driven by your unconscious belief about how it's going to affect your six human needs. This is the driving force of every thought, feeling, and emotion you have. The distinction is you have a set of beliefs, a set of physiologies, and a set of language patterns that determine whether or not you think someone is going to meet your needs or something is going to meet your needs. If you change that pattern, you can meet all six of these needs with literally anything. And that's how you're fulfilled all the time and becoming more. And then the secret is to pick those things to meet your needs that meet all of your needs. And that's what I'm going to finally clarify. These first four needs are called the fundamental needs. Right? These are the fundamental needs. These fundamental needs need to be met. But the final two are called the primary or essential needs. Whether or not you meet the final two determines whether you're really fulfilled. And how you approach the first four will determine whether you meet these final two. And final two are number 5 is growth. And number 6 is contribution. What does that mean? We said a little bit earlier. Every human being, everything alive, is not a desire. This is a force of nature. Everything that lives to live must what? Grow. For you to be fulfilled, you must grow. Period. It is not a should. It's not I'd like to grow or it'd be really neat if I grew. You must be fulfilled. You can have a lot of certain in your life, a lot of variety, a lot of significance, a lot of connection, but if you don't feel like you're growing, you will not be totally fulfilled. And how many have found, for example, you achieved a goal that gave you all these things? Right? Everybody saw you as significant. They really loved what you did, who you were. You got lots of variety of life, lots of certainty, but there's still something missing. How many of you ever experienced that? What was missing is growth and or contribution. That's what it is. Why does somebody like a Kurt Cobain take his life? He had total certainty. He could do whatever he wanted with his life. His writings made that very clear. He had unbelievable variety, and he did it in lots of negative ways. He did drugs. That is the way to do it. Use some negative vehicles to cost him. He was totally significant to hundreds of thousands, probably millions of people. His level of connection and love was immense with millions of people. But he didn't feel like he was growing, and inside it ate away at him. And when he didn't feel like he was growing, all of a sudden that eroded his sense of connection even. And his sense of certainty about the value of his life. And his sense of significance. So he took his life. You must meet these final ones to be fulfilled, or you will pay a price. When you use drugs to be certain that you can have variety, and you go around other people who you're significant with because you buy them the drugs and it connects you, even if it keeps it at tens up here, which it rarely does, you don't feel like you're growing, you don't really feel like you're contributing, and so it erodes inside of you. So you feel better than most people do, and you feel better than you did when you had this other belief that said you had to help everybody and change the world. You don't feel alone and worthless. You just feel like there's something missing that's the most important thing in the world to you. For example, join a gang. What do you got? Connection, love, significance, variety, certainty, growth, a little. That's part of the problem. It meets that need too. But maybe not tons. Contribution, a little. Pretty hard to break that, isn't it? To meet most of your needs. But most class 3 and class 4s have to do a little on these last two. The point of the matter is you must grow to be fulfilled. You must grow as a being. Everything in life grows or dies, and everything must contribute beyond yourself. You have to do something that you aren't doing for your own benefit. You're doing it because it's good or right. That's the ultimate fulfillment. You're not just doing it to get some certainty or to get people to feel like they're significant or for you to feel significant about yourself. You're doing it because it's good. How many of you have ever done something that you didn't tell anybody you did it, no one knew about it, and it may even have been difficult, but you did it just because you knew it was right, and it felt so good inside? See, you are driven. It's built into your nervous system to do the right thing, and you know what that is. So you got to grow. You got to go beyond yourself. You got to give. When these two are met, along with the other four, you have a life that everybody else dreams about. You have what I would call a legendary life. But again, most people never get to a legendary life because they find ways to meet these at low levels of fulfillment and they lose their hunger. And as a result, they have to settle for a no man's land life. Not really happy, not really unhappy enough, living with class 3, class 4 experiences, and maybe a few class 1 and 2s, never quite sure why they just don't have what they want, searching for another answer. Or maybe not searching anymore, just numbing themselves away from the pain of the lack of fulfillment. Through just knocking the physiology in a state with a drug or alcohol or food or smoking or distraction, something to numb them from the fact that they don't know how to win the game of life. So if these are the targets to win the game, what prevents us from doing this? And the answer, I've said 15 times because I want to make sure it's drilled into your brain. The answer is a pattern of physiology, a pattern of language, and a pattern of beliefs. Could a person attack that same situation to be more fulfilled? Yes. Let me give you a quick example.